Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Oh, am I ready for this? I guess we're gonna find out because the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Doo-Hoo-Hoo. A dubious goals, come a turtle woo. Yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee. I'm looking out my back door, looking at a thermometer that says almost 90 degrees. That is, of course, Fahrenheit. So we got to check the other thermometer, which is normal. And it says 31. Okay. What we have here is a post-raining overnight situation. Oh, around about 1:45, it just sort of started raining last night. And what is that? Why is there weird? What I'm saying is we got to go outside. We got to go outside for a couple of reasons. One, I want to look for mushrooms because it did rain at least a little bit. It looks dry now, but we had a big thunder party last night. Lasted for over an hour, so I didn't get to sleep until much later than usual. And I slept kind of poorly, but then I slept pretty good, which means I got up late. Yeah. That's not so good, but the good news is, last night I went to the grocery store. And when I was walking out of the grocery store back to my car, guess who was walking towards me? Who's showing up for work? That's right, it was Lexi. I said, hi, and she said, hi. Actually, she said hi first. And then I told her she missed a great show last month. Then I got in my car. And she had to go in and, you know, start working, because that's her job. All right. Opened the garage door. I'm stepping out into the world. It's mostly overcast. It is warm. It is humid. Because today is trash day, I put my trash cans out last night. And why does it look like there's stuff sticking out of my trash can? Am I just imagining things? No. I'm not imagining things. Somebody put some mulberry trees in my garbage. I wonder if that was Shannon. I talked to him yesterday when I got back from doing stuff. I was standing here like I am now, staring at chickens, and I heard something. I looked around, and Shannon's in his driveway waving it. I went over to talk to Shannon. Shannon's great. Haven't talked to him for a while. But yeah, anyway. Right now, it's time for the chicken report, because I heard chickens this morning. At one point when I woke up, they were talking. I was hearing chirpa chicken noises, but now nothing. All the chickens are in the coop. There are no chickens outdoors. No chickens doing chicken stuff. I'm vaguely disappointed, which means I'm now going to walk up and down the edges of my driveway in some spots where I have found various mushrooms before. Here's a little caprinus or something. Nothing too significant. What was that chain link rattling sound that I heard? That's an unusual sound to be hearing. All right, looking around for more mushrooms in my yard. And now my sinuses are starting to go. Crossing my driveway to look at the other side. Looking around the base of the tree and stuff. And up here. Up here where my mailbox used to be, here's something. What is it? It's tiny. It's only 2 centimeters across. An LBM of some kind. Oh, and look at this. Here's a broken piece of the exact same thing. Here's a mushroom. Here's the same mushroom. Okay, so it's not Piperatus. This is some kind of Caprinus. Oh, there's another little guy right up here, too. A tiny 1 centimeter cap guy. Oh, there's a couple of others further up here in my lawn. Okay, so we got some Caprinus, but nothing overly interesting. I, of course, am always hoping for puffballs. Caprinus, which is, of course, shaggy manes, and I did see some shaggy manes in my neighborhood, so hopefully those will spore out, and maybe all the wind we had during the storm blew every spore around, and I hope I get some. Here's another little mushroom up here. Anything over here? Not really. Anything in Shannon's yard? I don't see anything. All right. Okie doke. So, not much going on today. It's humid. I don't like it. This is probably going to prevent me from cooking today. That's okay. I've been a cooking fool lately, which is kind of dangerous in this kind of weather for me. And back into the house we go, only to find my cat. I'm kind of thinking about going to this restaurant today. Hi, Diggins. Well, brown to you too. Kind of thinking about going to this restaurant. And what is this restaurant called? I'm trying to remember. Pueblo Bonita. I think that's what it's called. Pueblo Bonita. And it's in an old Sizzler steakhouse, which is in the same parking lot, which is sitting out in the parking lot of the strip mall that Broke Down Palace is in. If that makes any sense. And it's just down the street. And so I've been seeing this restaurant for a long time, thinking, I like Mexican food. Maybe I need to go in there and check it out. And maybe give it the old taco plate test. The taco plate test is basically how I test Mexican restaurants. The first time I go to any particular Mexican restaurant, I always order the taco plate or whatever the name of it is there. It's all the same. It's 2 tacos, rice and beans, right? You go anywhere, you can get that. And I find that's a good benchmark for, how good the restaurant probably is. Although I have to admit, the other day, it's been a few days now though, a few days ago, I started having that weird enchilada craving that I get from time to time. And so, maybe I'll just get the enchilada combo. I don't know. So that's an idea. Although, am I hungry today? I'm not hungry, and it's getting pretty damn close to lunchtime now, isn't it? Let's grab these headphones. I'm grabbing my headphones. And I'm not hungry today because I cooked yesterday. And I kind of ate a lot. Although not a super heavy amount of food, but a good chunk of food. Because I did some of that Tobe hamburger thing. I don't know what this is. I just saute up some mushrooms and some onions and some bell peppers, and I just throw some hamburger in the pan, and then I just sort of have this delicious, yummy food. All right, I've come up into synth zone 4. I just flipped the switch and everything's coming alive. Do-do-do-do. Look at all these LEDs starting to light up. Okay. So why are we up here in synth zone 4 today? No reason. No reason at all. We got some bass, and we got a kick drum, and that's about it. Oh, we could do some hats. We could filter the hats. Filter all the drums. Oh, that's sufficiently strange. Kinda like that. What's this do? Oh yeah. Yeah. And that's about all we got. Got cutoffs everywhere. Yeah, there just isn't anything we can do to the old 4093 oscillator here to make it sound like anything worth a damn. And that's fine. I guess that's fine. Stop. Let's make it all stop. And let's grab this thing over here, because we still have my little homemade Vactrol sitting up here that we could do something with. But what? Okay, what is this cable? What kind of cables do we have? We need weird cables, because we need quarters to eighths. So let's kill the power on that so we can switch this out. And, oh, how are we doing this? Because we're going to need another cable, aren't we? He looks around. We got eighths and eighths and eighths and eighths and yada. Okay. Fine. So I'm gonna do a thing. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a thing in which we don't have enough cables to do it. Do we? Why am I going through the motions? Why are we up here? Why is this all happening? See, we need eighth to quarter to just to go into the input, and we need quarter to eighth to go into the thingy, and then we need eighth to quarter to come out of the thingy so we can go into the mixing board. And yeah, we don't. Okay. Maybe we're not doing this plan after all. And that's fine. It just means we need a different plan. We need a VCA, is what we need. We need some We need some proper gear is what we need. But we don't have that up here, do we? No. So let's grab this thingy. And let's unplug this. Let's... Wait a minute. We don't need this. So let's just get this out of our face for right now. I've got the Bit Collider. We're going to incorporate our little Bit Collider buddy into this mess somehow. And that requires plugging in a cable here. And plugging a cable into there. We'd plug these, turn these things on. It's lovely. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of a thing here. We're going to need... See, the reason we can use this is all 1/8 inch. And so we can take this. We're going to plug another little thing into it. And then we're going to take some clock out of Florian's sequencer, too. Sure, why not? And, then we're going to take that and we're going to use that to reset the LFO of this. So start everything. Okay, clearly it's timing. Yeah, this is a train wreck for a number of reasons. And stop, it's so annoying sometimes. We need to rewire this thing so we can get something. Or actually, what if we... No. Okay. Trigger in a convenient place. Okay. Let's just flip this over to this. Put a little jumper that goes from here into... We can just do this. We can go... We can do a little... I can't even see the damn thing. It's amazing that anything gets done up here. I can't even... See. Okay. Let's stick the wire right there. Okay, that'll do it. Maybe. Okay. We have annoying noise that suddenly syncs up to the beat when we start it. It might not seem like that's synced up, but it is. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. What the hell's that? Fundamentally ridiculous. Making some adjustments. This is just not coming together in any way, shape, or form. I thought, oh, it'll be fun. We'll just do some experiments up in Synth Zone 4 today. No, it sounds like crap. Maybe we just need to slow this all down. Let's just crank it down to about 94 BPM here. And we need some better... We need some better drums here, so let's do some drums. Put one there. Do some of that. And one in there, and one more, and we put it here. No, here. Okay, we got Kikomo Drumico. And what else do we need here? Oh, gonna have to fix our bass patch. Up a little bit more. Yeah, that's cool. And We need something whiny and beepy, so let's do some fake-ass Morse code. And we can do that. Yeah. Okay, and then what does this do? Go. That's not helping. That contributes nothing. Okay, where are we? I need to get back on here. So we can put in some more drummages. And we need to do that like this. Then we add this. Still doesn't work. Get that snare going. This does nothing for me. Well, at least we got it synced up good.
The end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I got to get the hell out of here.